那是当然没有用，那个什么啥子都没有。
那是什么东西？
OK。
咱们没有什么东西。
OK。OK。So take it with you, take it with you, correct?With Yonah, of course, the first problem you have with Yonah was, how could Yonah
run away?
Imagine that he could run away from God. And this is the main problem. It doesn't make any sense. Because our truth is that the Navi has to be a great prophet. That's the truth of Yonah.Now they have to be a great prophet. And there were others that proposed, they not for now Bali himself, but others, the world in general, and others, even certain so-called philosophers, that were of the opinion that the prophet could be a simple one. Simple, good person. First of all, we don't believe it's the same, number one. And two, God just maintains that in order for a person of the Ruach, there must be a chacham of the highest class.Of course, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk says, Navi, Yibucha, Me'achecha, Chamocha. Yafi Mechor, it's on the Torah. Navi, Yibucha, Me'achecha, Chamocha. Chamocha means like, Chamocha means, like whom? A measurement. What was the essence of measurement?
Yes,
it was Moshe Rabbeinu, was the father of the Torah. Yeah. But anyway, given that fact, that nothing is the greatest Chacham, and there were several of Chacham, Asher, and Yehiba. So the question is, how could a person who was truly a great Chacham imagine that he could run away from God? Now, the one that deals with the question is Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says that you look,You find whenever it says that someone is running away from somebody, it always says mitzvah. He runs away from somebody. It's always in the Russian as mitzvah. But over here it says not mitzvah, but mitzvah. Every time it says mitzvah. And the listening means from before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. From before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means when a person is before Hashem, it means that he has a very specific relationship with God. And what Yonah was running away from was he was running away from the situation, the relationship that he had with a Kadosh Baruch Hu.What was the relationship? The relationship was Nebuah.
That's what the Ibn Ezra.
Now, if you take a look at the... Always, if you take a look at the... At the Navi. Take a look at the Navi. The Terani. You always see something from the Tzukim himself that means indicate...But there's something going on here beneath the surface. And the same thing is true in the Sefer of Noah. Where is the sounding? What is it? The Torah writes, the Torah has an unusual style. The way the Torah writes is on two levels. A simple person gets some idea out of it. But then the way the Torah writes, if you look a little more carefully, you see that there's something going on behind the scenes.Storytelling, that's the style of it. Something doesn't fit in to the simple formula. Where in Yonah do you see that? That's the question that I want to ask. Where do you see in Yonah that there's something going on beneath the surface? Not just a simple story, as the world thinks. Where do you see that? Now, Yonah's not something that we aren't familiar with. Where in Yonah is we in Kippur? Hey?So that's my question. The question for you is, where do you see in Yonah something unusual that shows you that it's not a simple story, but something's going on beneath the surface? Where do you see? Okay? Cannot be interpreted in the simple story. Let's look at this up.
All the drushes of Chazal, all the things about Fed that explain the Sukkot, always have to fit into the Sukkot themselves after the write up when you see the drush. Can't be so drush, it can't be something extraneous to it. That's the problem with today's education.
And teach kids drushes and the drushes, and the drushes take on a life of their own. The medrash becomes a separate kind of thing. Many times it's more interesting than the Pidush. That means something wrong. Something wrong with the way they're explaining the medrash. Incorrect. Where do you see the Pidush that there's something going on in this question?
Or people are
And they mention that, but
you know, you don't find Okay?
Yeah. So what the question is, what happened in Ahaz's daughter? That's the question. What happened? What is the influence? What occurred to him in Ahaz's daughter?
What occurred to him in Ahaz's daughter?
So, see, the one
obvious explanation that Jonah did not wish to save,
Of course, she is why he didn't wish to save
him.
But this is Shutton was given. Once given because of the fact that he thought it would be bad for Father Israel,
because it would be a bad comparison.
Because Father Israel doesn't achieve as readily as they, and that would reflect poorly on Father Israel, and of course, an onus of Father Israel. That's something that's difficult to understand. I mean, but what they do is that the prophet God knows objectively, so God knows in advance what the people are saying to us. Oh, God has something according to his way. Somebody else does something else. Doesn't affect them. Besides, God knows what those people would do anyway. So it doesn't make any difference. It's a little shock. Others want to say because he knew that that they would eventually cause harm to Father Israel. Syria.
Cause harm to Father Israel, and he wanted to be the instrument of causing harm.
I think it's a more simple shot, a more straightforward shot. I think the shot is that the Ebenezer mentions the beginning. The Navi in the Yadis, a Navi, a person, any other umbrella, never loses his mind. There's no such thing as a mindless activity. Anything a person does has to do with his understanding. And if the Navi doesn't understand his mission, he can't go on anything. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu fought with a Kadosh Baruch Hu for days, because he didn't understand his mission. And if a person doesn't understand it, he can't go along with it. And I think the simple shot is that in the eyes of Yonah, these people were such a shalom that he felt they didn't deserve to have the right to be there.
They deserve to have the right to be there. Even if they should be killed.
Or more simply, they didn't deserve to have the right to be killed.
You see, Chazal
say by power that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took away from him the ability to be killed. Of course, the last chapter of him, the Rambam says that one of the things that are really,
The Kadosh Baruch Hu often never interferes with a person's free will, with a person's behavior. That's why power is such a problem.
You can't have a single individual that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ever interfere with.
No matter who he is. So therefore, God can't take even a power
or use it for his own purpose in order to create power as well, if it means that by doing that, he's going to infringe upon power's behavior. Even power's with us.
God can't do that, but every
individual is endowed with a
thermal appeal, and he has a divine right to exercise his Bechira,
no matter who he is.
And of course, Baruch Hu
can turn the earth upside down, but he will never interfere with the human being.
But by power, it didn't
interfere. Why? Because Paro was such a rusher that he simply didn't deserve to have the right of it. I mean, he was reduced to a subhuman level. Subhuman level has no right. The fear has no right to be killed. Jonah was of the opinion that the city of Nineveh, the Assyrians, were on such a level of mission that they didn't deserve to have the right to be killed. They had to be destroyed. And he felt that if these people are committed to live, even if it would have a bad effect on the entire world, that would show people that evil is not so horrible. And a certain point in of itself that these people have to be made an example of, they don't deserve to be able to teach evil, and if you know them, then they must be destroyed. That's my opinion. The simple shot, and why Yonah refused to go. Refused to go on his mission because he couldn't accept the mission. In his mind, that was incorrect. And the Navi is not a puppet. The Navi is a person who has to work with his chokhma, with his knowledge, when he goes on a mission to Makar HaKorcho, it must be based upon chokhma and knowledge. And if he doesn't understand it, then he can't do it. He simply can't function with another.
The right from the
tension. The right from the tension, my right from the tension is, because what was the whole story with the Kitayon? We mentioned before the story with the Kitayon. What was the story with the Kitayon? So it says that in Kitayon, God said that did you feel bad about the Kitayon? He says, hey, they call me as mother. God said, after Hasal Kitayon, I shall all mount the love of the Delta. It's in Milo Hoyos and Milo Ovid. The end of the That the Rahmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God's Rahmanis, is different than the Rahmanis of a person who created things, and just like Rahmanis on another created thing.
HaKadosh
Baruch Hu's
Rahmanis is the Rahmanis of the Creator.
It's a very unique kind of Rahmanis. And then, it's a different kind of Rahmanis. A Rahmanis that no person can really understand.
But Jonah, he couldn't understand fully because he also created things, but he had a deeper insight into it.
There are certain things that we can't understand that a greater chacham has a deeper insight into. It's a strange kind of phenomenon, the philosophy of Yadda. For instance, we believe that a person cannot know what Olam Haba is. Can't know what Olam Haba is. So it says, Kol Hanaviyim Nisnagu Limot Mashiach. Aval Olam Haba. I am the Rosh of a king, who was
the Chacham. But the Rambam never says, when he describes
people on a very high level, he says they have a deeper understanding of Olam Haba.
What do you mean deeper understanding?
You can't fully understand it, but there is such a thing as approaching it. Well, that's the Yisrael Gnado.
It has to do
a lot with the Rambam philosophy of negative knowledge. It has to do very much fighting with the Rambam philosophy of negative knowledge. But a person, there is inside a person, Selim al-Akim, there is some pure ideas in a person's soul. And in order for a person to get to it, he has to chisel away a lot of the dross that's around it. And that's how a person needs a deep insight. Olam Haba, since we can't understand it, but we're physical. But an individual will chisel away more and more of the physical, of the temporal, of the illusory. So he approaches, because of his fellow in the person is close to the idea of Olam Haba. That's Ram's concept of negative knowledge in the mind of Olam. Think yourself. And it's the same thing happened with Yonah as well. But even though he couldn't understand the chesed Hashem, it's impossible for a human being to ever understand, because that's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the creator, but nevertheless, Through HaKadosh Baruch Hu being melamed and teaching him, he was able to approach it on a deep closer. And once he approached it closer, he was able to be in line with his mission. He was able to understand his mission. Yeah.
What do you want,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, the Hebrew, now you ask for that. So the Hebrew Rabba, what is the Hebrew Rabba? Because Rachma Vachol Masa. Rachma Vachol Masa means an old creation.
Even the animal kingdom.
That's why it says in the Hebrew Rabba. Showing you. Okay, can you let it? Can we test the tree in the
So then that's when Because
who is children in Israel?
They ran away from after Snow doesn't want to be, he wanted to suck in a war.
Ask me a question. I know the answer.
Why he went away, I don't know.
I mean, I did indicate the fact that he was finished with his mission and he was just going away. The first thing that I said was that he was going to Africa. He just took himself away from it.
Every time I came down,
Then they realized it's not tension.
When I feel it go lower,
thought it was him. It was his name.
I couldn't be sure.
It couldn't be sure. But at any rate, Jonas saw this, and he says, look me up in Chesterton 3, and then the season will be calm.
And
can't have it.
That's
what happened. And you see, there were a beacon. You see, there was a last resort.
It says that ish el but then later, after he spoke of him, it says
Vayikur al Adam
Shem Vayomro.
Honor of Shem, Mamma knows the Benefesh Isha,
the
people who have done nothing.
Then he recognized
the one guy, the first
apostle,
that
threw
away the guy.
Some say they were
a guy
later. Anyway. Yeah. So anyway, right. But what's the point? But the point is that if that's the case,
so
found it out. Apparently, it was actually it wasn't chance anymore. It wasn't chance. They were thrown into the sea. It wasn't chance. So then he should have seen. An ordinary person, if his life is worthless,
so then he's not worthless.
It means an existence of equal to value. In terms of the scheme of things, an existence of no value. Because a kind of God who created Adam with a very specific profile, a person doesn't fulfill that profile, in terms of the scheme of existence, is where his life was. Okay, let's go to Chayav Mitzvah means that an existence is worth. But by a regular person, if that occurs, he can continue to exist accidentally. It means to say that his essence is really partakes of the essence of a behemoth. Okay? And most are other than a behemoth. So it means to say that he can continue to exist as a behemoth. Accidentally. But with nothing, what I want to say is with nothing, it's impossible. But this person cannot continue to exist accidentally. Because that's his essence. And another individual is essence to be Nefesh HaBahamim. The physical life. They continue to exist in physical existence. One day they exist another. But by another is not possible. Because nothing is an individual whose whole nature is raised to a higher level where his existence is only the higher sphere. So when Yonah saw, that's what Yonah said right away, he said it to me. He knew this man of Shem and Yisrael. At first he didn't see that. He knew it. He thought he was going to go away, take a trip, take a vacation from the river, and have a new life, abandon his original code, his original way of living, and that's it. It was just as a person who was out of the effort. But the moment he saw what happened in the ship, he realized that that's not possible. That's only possible for a lower level human being. But nothing cannot exist without God. The moment that occurs, the moment you saw the Tsar double, Nothing was happening. He still was there.
So what kind of a shock is this?
What kind of a shock
is this? The shock has to make sense. He's not going to die. He's going to stay here forever. Nothing's happening. He waited.
What's the first hour? He knew that he wasn't just his back.
But then he waited. Hours, days.
He sees that nothing. What kind of a shock is this? He's stuck in the belly of the fish. What is it?
Well, what's happening? What's happening? It has to make sense. And now he can't work unless it makes sense then.
So what was this supposed to do? What was this supposed to do?
Yeah, but what was this supposed to do? God wants him to find me. He knew that after the first hour.
Correct.
After the first hour, he knew it. But he was a
but what can he... So what can he do?
He's in the fish.
He's not dying, but he's not getting any of his ears.
He's doing the same fish. Days are going by.
So what is it? What is driving? What is the effect?
What is it?
He made this before. How did he do this before? Not exactly the right place to do it in the room. He should have done. But now, what's now?
Some people send me like things that would have been critical
and legitimate. Nobody's in the middle of the future. What do you do now? You know,
where's the energy with it? What should we do?
So what should we do? Mm-hmm. You realize one thing.
You realize that what
he
has to do is
do. Mm-hmm. And sure, time is going by, hours are passing by, days are going by, and nothing's happening. So they have stuck with nothing should die. And he has got nothing, he should do anything.
Because he's stuck in the belly of the fish. So therefore, there's one logical conclusion. Now, what can he do? Took him 3 days to realize
that he should be inspired.
That should be inspired.
That's what it is.
Follow your motivation and occult in the
That was his motivation. Concern was Jonah. concern about it himself. That's why he held him in the Ayatollah 3 days, mostly on the fourth of the to show him that the Ashgacha was really, forget about me, the Ashgacha was really for him himself. The Ashgacha was that he should be Messiah. That he should be Messiah.
Yes.
Is it possible that he came back to point one, which is Lahabit al-Hekel Kutsufa, and then I can go back again to where the Nebuah started, because I'll say that he was in the Beit HaMikdash.
Oh, you mean the Nebuah?
Yeah, and then the Nebuah came to him.
Yeah, I know you're right.
There's no question about it.
So from the situation of being completely away from the Yashra, we found that he's really completely under the Yashra. Completely under the Yashra.
Because that's all they have.
But a wealthy person who is in a better situation, he does not have need. But nothing on the contrary. Chazal say, call on his name, Ashiram. Why? The reason is enough that he Ashiram. Why? It means to say that his relationship to God is not based on any kind of person. His relationship to God is based upon his God and his recognition of God. In the contrary, the fact that he's an Ashiram, he makes him put him in a situation where his recognition of God is not attached to any kind of emotional. The wealthy person, not only that, a chacham, a gibor, he's very intelligent. Even so far, so other Mr. Sani was the most perfect situation. And still, he is Tachnor. Then Tachnor, the greatest subordination before God and recognition before God, because his recognition of God is based upon knowledge, based upon God. And then he was the greater honor than the poorest person. So, that's really what Yonah did. So what did Yonah accomplish? So he recognized it, so Yonah really, actually, what Yonah said was, so Yonah speaks when he's Tzila, because it's an interesting Tzila. The Tzila, when he speaks about his relationship with God.
Okay?
But there's one thing that he saw. What did he see? What did the Tzila accomplish?
What did he see? What did he see?
The question we have to ask is one. To understand, to really understand this mission, you have to understand correctly. But apparently there was something that took place here in Me'ayah Dogah that gave him enough to be able to continue on. What was it? Which Kasha really is there? Is a Kasha that left on the ground floor. That really was a Kasha that gave him the ability to be on the ground. Ani amati nidrashi minyegar necha. Ach eitzik lahagat alecha kasha. And I thought the Ashtecha was to be taken away from him. And now I see the contrary. And I'm going to continue to say the truth of paper of realizing the knowledge of a Kasha's book. And what is it shown? It showed him that his ideas of the Ashtaka were completely wrong. That his ideas of the Ashtaka were wrong, and that he has to receive his ideas of Ashtaka. That's what it shows. Once he realized that once he was willing, and he thinks his ideas of Ashtaka, then he was able to continue on his mission. What does it mean, basically? It means apparently there was some kind of an emotion, that an unruly emotion, that caused him to assume that he had a greater knowledge of the Ashtaka than he did. And because of that, he was unable to, he was critical of his mission. Once he had the realization that the knowledge of the Ashtaka had to be refined, and there was some kind of an emotion which was preventing him from understanding the mission, and he was willing to let a Kadosh Baruch Hu teach him what that emotion is, what his problem was. The moment he was willing to do that, he was able to it wasn't necessary for him really to be able to do. It's not necessary. Apparently the notion doesn't have to really fully understand, like you said originally. Originally that's what he thought. Not just understand it, he can't understand it. But it means to say sometimes the notion can be in a state where he realizes I don't understand the mission, but he's in a state where the mission to him is not something which is totally. But he's ready to learn, like an Almighty Rabbi, he's ready to learn or what the ideal is. In that kind of a state of mind, he can continue to perform it enough. That was young. Younger ones, he was so worth for another thing, but anyway, he did not get there. Didn't anybody understand? So that's why he argued with us for offering to tell no. Now, a person does understand that, a person is fully rational, he doesn't understand it, doesn't do it. But there's another state. In that state, not only doesn't understand it, but he's willing to hear the courage powerful teaching, to explain to him what the mission is, then it's a function of enough. But you have to know that fact. You have to know that idea that a courage powerful is willing to, and he's willing to do. How did you know that? You need that. You may have done it. You may have done it, that a courage powerful is ready to be ready. I'm teaching about the message. You only know what that. That's why he says, I need a marking glass in the air. I also for hard to go for Kacheva. I'm still going to be doing more ideas. I'll still be able to be modest. Modest means to see, to understand. Echo Kacheva. So once you realize that a Kurdish Baruchu with his Kacheva was willing to take him as a counter, then that realization made him capable of performing of another. Another doesn't have to fully understand. Another has to know the mission of self. A Kurdish Baruch Hu took him on as a Talmud. But that's why when he came out, he went and did it, he performed, but then he had to stop. Then he had to go to the That's why I didn't want to go. A Kurdish Baruch Hu was Mohammed. He was a Kikoyon, and so he related to him the concept
And before a person can swallow, you should say, you're doing meters. And I'm saying, you're talking about what it's going to do. That the understanding of the ability does is what gives the person a trust. Sila. Trust Sila and understanding the ability does are tied together. That's the Mara Shan. So that's why you have to have an in-depth understanding of the ability. And that's what that's what you keep in mind. That means the main thing in understanding of the ability
is negative knowledge.
Right. Negative knowledge is used to say that a person can't understand the ability.
Because you're going to die.
But then when he said he's not going to die, he realized he was put in a dilemma. He's not going to die. What's happening? The answer was that he's sure of the purpose of the cure. And what was the essence of the cure? What was the essence of the cure was that I started talking about going through and teaching the idea. Once he accepted that concept, then he was able to go on. And that's what it was. And that's what happened.
He said, "Oh, no, Hashem, I'm not allowed to be left in the nephew of the
bear."
I'll give you a dumb knock, he said, "Hashem, you say, Hafat, or Sita." And you said, "Hashem, you're going young."
Thank you. Total withdrawal from the hour. Mostly.
Mostly he couldn't function. He was totally distraught, and he was in a state where he couldn't function. That's why he just said to them, so only about the window alone. He was in a totally passive state, he couldn't function. He had an emotional symptom up on the left arm, and he was unable to do anything. He couldn't do anything.
Couldn't even do it.